Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A U.S. official tells NPR that Israel launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Tel Aviv, the news follows reports of explosions in central Iran.
Iran's state news agency IRNA reported a military official in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, Brigadier General Mihan Dost, is saying loud sounds heard east of the city were the sound of air defenses intercepting what he called a suspicious target, and that no damage was reported in the area. The news comes after a senior U.S. official told NPR that Israel conducted missile strikes in Iran. Iranian news has not reported any such strike and has concluded the sounds reported near Isfahan were the interception of one or more drones. Israel's military has not yet responded to NPR's request for comment. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed on social media that there is no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Some 2.5 weeks after Israeli forces ended their raid on Gaza's biggest hospital, crews are finding mass graves at the site. NPR's Aya Petrawi has more from Rafah.
Tractors are digging out bodies from Al-Shifa Hospital's courtyard, where recovery crews tell NPR two mass graves have been found with 35 bodies in them. Some were patients buried with medical waste and cannulas still in their arms. Gaza Civil Defense spokesman Mahmoud Basal tells NPR 381 bodies have been found in and around Al-Shifa Hospital since Israel's raid ended. He says around 160 others, most of them women and children, are believed to be dead and trapped under the rubble of nearby homes. Israel's military says, quote, 200 terrorists were eliminated during the raid on Al-Shifa and that no civilians were killed or harmed. Aya Batraoui, NPR News in Dubai, with reporting from Omar al-Qatta in Gaza City and Anas Baba in Rafah.
In New York, 12 jurors and one alternate have been chosen in the fraud trial of former President Trump. Five more alternates are needed before opening statements can get underway. Meanwhile, shares in Trump's social media company surged again on Thursday. Details from NPR's Rafael Nam.
It's been a good couple of days for Trump Media and Technology Group. That's the company that owns Truth Social. Shares surged 26% after also gaining in the previous trading session. The gains come after shares had been tumbling for weeks following a lot of negative news. Trump Media had previously spooked investors by saying it will be selling additional shares. The company also said it will start live video streaming. That was seen as a risky and expensive bet. These most recent gains reflect what financial experts have been saying. The stock is volatile. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.